From the GPB newsroom, I'm Taylor Gant. Oil and fuel are still being released into the marshes near St. Simon's Island as the recovery of a capsized shipping vessel continues. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports.
The Coast Guard and others have been draining the fuel from the Golden Ray. Unfortunately, that, plus the wildly variable tides of St. Simon's Sound, has meant more unintentional releases of oil from the already unstable ship, including a sizable release earlier this week. Now, oily tar balls have begun washing up on the beach at Jekyll Island. Rob Aldridge is a local fishing guide who's seeing oil on the marsh side of Jekyll 2.
And it stretched for miles. The smell was very, very strong. Seeing those little black tar balls from, you know, basically the size of your pinky fingernail up to, you know, silver dollar size.
Aldridge is spending more time cleaning oil from his boat than guiding trips this week. He says the cleanup also comes near the start of the popular and profitable inshore fishing season on the coast. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Atlanta.
Two Georgia legislators are taking on vaping and e-cigarettes. Republican State Representatives Bonnie Rich of Suwannee and Gerald Green of Cuthbert announced on Thursday they will introduce legislation next year. Rich says the bill will be designed with the safety of all Georgians in mind. Vaping has killed one person and sickened nine people in the state this year. The Atlanta Braves came up just short in last night's playoff game against the St. Louis Cardinals. Final score, 7-6. Atlanta held the lead for most of the game, but gave up six runs in the final two innings. The Braves even hit two home runs in the bottom of the ninth to close the gap, but couldn't quite finish the comeback. Manager Brian Snitker says the team will have to shake off the loss.
Well, you have to put it behind you. I mean, tomorrow's a new day. You know, we're going to come out and do everything we can to win tomorrow. I know it's a postseason, but again, it's a baseball game. We've been through this a lot. We've lost a lot of tough games and came back and rallied, and we're just going to have to do the same tomorrow.
The National League Division Series continues this afternoon at 4:37 at SunTrust Park.